All right, so we're back for another deep dive. And today we're going to be looking into something pretty interesting, I think, at least. We're going to be kind of focusing in on this idea of, blackness in the Bible and people of color in the Bible, which are, oftentimes overlooked. And we're going to be doing it the same way we always do, based on a source that one of you lovely listeners sent our way.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be taking a look at, what the text itself says and trying to, set aside any preconceived notions or visual traditions we might have about the Bible to really see what it has to offer us.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of these deep dives is to not rely on anything except the source material. So let's jump right into that. The verse we're looking at today is Hebrews 7:14. It says, "For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests." So right away, what jumps out at me is this lineage of Jesus, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the writer of Hebrews is very clearly connecting Jesus to this specific tribe of Judah. It's not some, random thing like, why Judah? Why not one of the other tribes of Israel? It's interesting, right?
It is. And I think, building off of that, it's useful to kind of think geographically for a second, like, where was Judah? This isn't like some isolated place. It's in the ancient Middle East, right?
Yeah.
A region that was closely tied to Africa.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when we think about the ancient world, we have to remember it was super interconnected. Judah wasn't some island. They were trading with people from all over, including Africa. And, people were moving around and mixing. And it was a very diverse place.
Right, right. And so, like, when we imagine, the people of Judah during the time of Jesus, we got to think beyond like one specific look, right?
Right.
There would have been people with a whole range of skin tones and features because of all this, diversity and exchange.
I think that's a really good point. Like, sometimes we can impose our own modern ideas about race onto the Bible, but the ancient world was much more fluid, and the people of Judah would reflect that for sure.
Absolutely. And so, given Jesus's lineage, like, he's from Judah,
right?
And knowing that Judah is part of this diverse region bordering Africa, like, what does that tell us about what Jesus might have looked like? Obviously, the Bible doesn't give us a physical description, but, like, if we use logic here, it's highly likely that he would have had, brown skin.
Yeah, and I think this really challenges how we've traditionally visualized Jesus, right? Like, a lot of the art we see depicts him in a certain way that might not reflect the reality of his time and place. I mean, he's from Judah. He's connected to this line of people of color.
Exactly. And so, to kind of tie it all together, the main takeaway here is this. Hebrews 7:13, right? Mm-hmm. This verse clearly states that Jesus is descended from Judah. And when we consider the location of Judah in the ancient Middle East, this diverse region close to Africa, it seems pretty clear that Jesus was likely a person of color.
Yeah, and it's not about labeling him or anything like that, but about understanding the context, understanding the history.
Totally. And so that leads us to our final thought for you, the listener. How might understanding Jesus' identity in this way, understanding his lineage, the historical context, how might this change or maybe enrich your understanding of the Bible and its relevance today? It really makes us think, right, about the diversity in the Bible, the presence of people of color, and how that connects to our world.
Yeah, it's definitely something to reflect on.
It is, absolutely. And that is going to do it for this deep dive. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.